of Palestine and Israel, none of this would have been possible, since it is because the complex issue itself, whose core from my point of view is the struggle for Palestinian human rights in a land sanctified by the three great monotheistic religions, is so fertile with possibilities, ones that reach into culture, politics, history, and personal relations, that we've been able to do what we do. Presiding over our efforts, students and teachers alike, has been the spirit of music, which I would want to insist is neither a sentimental panacea nor a facile solution for every problem, but rather a practical utopia whose presence and practice in our riven world is sorely needed and in all sorts of ways intensely instructive. At least, therefore, another world emerges as a result against the backdrop of what is now only an appallingly polarized, completely inhuman conflict. In our work and planning and discussions, our main principle is that separation between peoples, war between peoples, is not a solution for any of the problems that divide them. And certainly ignorance of the other provides no help whatever. I, for one, am full of optimism, despite the darkening sky and the seemingly hopeless situation for the time being that encloses us all. Thank you.
You heard the conclusion of a two-part lecture by Edward Said, recorded only 7 months before his death in exile in New York City in September of 2003. Trained at Princeton and Harvard, Edward Said had been professor of English and comparative literature at Columbia University. Said was a prominent member of the Palestinian Parliament in exile for 14 years, until he quietly stepped down in 1991. He had broken with Yasser Arafat and was critical of his corrupt leadership. Edward Said is a world-renowned author. Among the titles are Blaming the Victims and Culture and Imperialism. I hope you have a pen handy to take down a phone number. You can find more information on Edward Said on TUC Radio's website, www.tucradio.org. That's tucradio.org. Look into the newest programs section. You can get information how to order a 90-minute copy of the complete talk by Edward Said, including the fascinating question and answer period, by calling us. TUC Radio is free to all radio stations and depends on the support of listeners like you. Your donation or CD order keeps this program on the air. Call anytime at 707-463-2654. For information on how to order, you can get your CD by mail or credit card by phone, or online on TUC Radio's secure website, tucradio.org. There you can also subscribe to weekly podcasts. TUC Radio takes its name from an aeronautical term. Time of useful consciousness is the time between the beginning of oxygen deficiency and the loss of consciousness, the brief moment in which a pilot may save the plane. My name is Maria Gelarden. Thank you for listening. Give us a call.
The WBAI Community Advisory Board, along with the Brooklyn Adlib Theater and the New York Shakespeare Reading Group, presents a production of William Shakespeare's King Lear. The performance is free and it's titled WBAI 99.5 King Lear Radio, live on the air. It will be held on Saturday, October 19th at 1 p.m. at the Hudson Park Library, located on 66 Leroy Street in Greenwich Village. Again, WBAI 99.5 King Lear Radio, live on the air. will be performed at the Hudson Park Library at 66 Leroy Street in Greenwich Village, starting at 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 19th.
And the time now is 7 p.m. here in New York City at WBAI 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. Right now is an expanded version of the Personal Computer Show. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the expanded edition of the Personal Computer Show. This is Hank Key, and I'm in the studio of WBAI. And for those who are normally listening to Off the Hook, we are on their time slot today, and only today, because next week they will be also on an expanded period for 2 hours from 7 p.m. and overlapping our time to 9 p.m. So this is the expanded version of the Personal Computer Show. And in the studio, I'm here, and I am I'm going to try to get in touch with Joe King, who is on remote. Joe, are you there?
I'm on remote, but I am here, and I'm happy to be here because there's a lot of things happening where, what can I say?
Well, let me kick it off by saying that many of you have spoken to me in the past 2 weeks about the health of, well, the Personal Computer Show, which is really not a major concern. The biggest question is WBAI. Everyone wants to know, where does it stand?
Well, Hank, before you go any further, I had the exact same question that everybody else had, but I got an answer to my question.
Well, I was going to tell them that we do have at least, let's go through what has been published, okay?
That's what my answer came from, the Daily News.
Well, it's more than the Daily News, okay? Tell you what, you start off with the Daily News, and I'll pick up on what else has been published, okay?
Well, I don't know what else has been published, but I had a friend who is out in Ann Arbor, Michigan, who called me and said, had I read the Daily News? And I said, no, I don't normally read the Daily News. I read the New York Times, and what was on his mind? And he said what was on his mind was WBAI, which got a major story in the Daily News.
On Monday.
On Monday, thanks particularly to a former BAI-er who is now on the Pacifica National Board. As you know, Pacifica is the parent foundation of WBAI and the Pacifica Radio Network. And Serene Roberts issued a report of what had gone on out at Pacifica, and it seems that Pacifica, in its infinite wisdom, had decided to put out a request for... What is it called, Hank? A request for proposal?
It's a request for a proposal for a lease management arrangement.
Now, I have no idea what a lease management arrangement is, so I started calling people.
I'm sorry. Local marketing agreement. It's called LMA.
A local marketing agreement is what other people call a lease management agreement, mm-hmm. And I got a copy of the exact one. And you can go to the WBAI site and download a link for it there someplace. I'm not sure where it is.
Well, all you have to do is if you do a search on WBAI space RFP, and you're right there.
You mean a Google search?
Yep.
You just WBAI and RFP?
That's how I got it. Right, WBAI space RFP, and the request for proposals... For proposals is a three-page document, double line, and it's to be submitted no later than November 6th, and I have the details on it. But why don't you finish the news item first?
What happened with this request for proposal is, in essence, Pacifica has given up the ghost on the current WBAI. In essence, they're saying, we can't afford it, and we would like to have somebody come in and run the station who can afford it. There have not been enough donations from the very declining listening audience to support what we have. We've laid off all of our employees, with the exception
of most.
With the exception of 6 or 7 people, we've closed our news department. We've cut down to the bone. We've moved to Brooklyn. and we still don't think we can cut the mustard, so we would like somebody to come in and take it over. But we only want them to take it over in operation. We want to still own it, the Pacifica people say, and things might change at some time in the future. Well, that's a hell of a note, if you ask me.
Well, I will go through the details of what is written, and we can make comments on it afterwards.
Now I've spoken to several people who are deeply involved, who have to remain nameless for the time being, who are saying that there is a dichotomy of belief within the station itself, which is not new to those of us who know BAI. And there have been, although the personnel of BAI is extremely truncated because of finances, it's been even further reduced because of this internal disagreement and fight. I turned on the radio at about 5:30 when I got back to my office, Hank, and I was surprised to hear the dulcet tones of Gary Null selling his I can't call them supplements because he specifically said they're not supplements.
Let's put it this way. Let's not use the word sell, because technically you're not supposed to sell.
Yes.
Let's say he was giving airtime to his products.
And if you gave in if you made a pledge of $250 or more, you could get his product. And he very pointedly said that all of that money would go to paying back salaries and other essential expenses.
Yes, that's
the
important.
Station. And that his company was actually donating the merchandise.
Joe, let me just
Let me finish, Hank.
Okay.
Well, that was at 5:30, and I checked my spreadsheet, and Gary Null is on from 8 to 9. I'm sorry, it was scheduled to be on from I think 12 to 1 today.
Mm-hmm.
Except he went from 12 to 6. At the last minute, or at least my last minute, they might have planned this far in advance. They're doing all sorts of desperate things to raise money to pay not current expenses, back expenses, people they owe money to. Who do they owe money to? They owe money to the people, the 20 or 30 people they fired. They owe them severance pay. They never paid them their severance pay that they're entitled to. Forget by contract, they're entitled to by moral commitment.
By law.
Even I don't even care about the law. You promise somebody something, and they work, and they do the best job they know how, and you don't pay them their severance pay when you fire them basically without notice. You owe them notice. You
Joe,
owe them severance.
Joe, let me just backtrack one step, okay?
Do I sound upset, Hank?
Well, let me backtrack one step.
I am upset.
We have been saying that we may sound like the boy crying wolf, and we keep saying we're in trouble. We're in financial trouble. Let me just say that we are now.
People said, but that's what you said last December.
Wait. Let me just say now, we are now over the cliff, and the question is there a safety net? And we're searching for a safety net. We are off the cliff now.
We are indeed. There's been a lot of talk about in Washington about a potential cliff. We passed it. We jumped.
Let's put it this way. We got pushed past the line. We got pushed past the line by ourselves. We did it to ourselves.
Well, that's pretty stupid, isn't it?
Well, you know what? When people disagree, they get into fights.
Well, I don't think this was just into fights. I think what this was a lack of knowledge of how to do whatever it is they wanted to do, and the inability, for whatever the reason was, to find the experts to do for them what they couldn't do themselves. It's not too much different from if this is the micro, it's not too much different from the macro. It's the same thing in business in Washington, in Wall Street, every place. But companies that are well run know when they're in trouble and know what to do about it. And companies that aren't well run don't know what to do and don't know what to do about it. It's all very sad.
Well,
to me, it's very sad.
Well, let me just say that for those who might have gone ahead and downloaded the RFP, let me just say that there are a couple of requirements that we have put in. Is that, and by the way, just because it's put in as a requirement in the RFP, if there's no response by November 6th, I'm sure that they will perhaps change some of the terms.
I think the way it'll probably work, according to one of my colleagues out in the real world.
One of the things is that Pacifica must retain ultimate control over BAI program policies.
Well, that's the law.
Okay.
No, that's the law because Pacifica owns the FCC license.
Pacifica must continue to employ two WBAI employees, of which one has managerial responsibilities.
Again, FCC requirement.
Okay.
And also a CPB requirement.
Okay. Pacifica must regularly advise of revenues and expenses related to BAI and must be assured that revenues derived from on-air solicitation and listener contributions are devoted exclusively for benefit. That I can see. I have no problem with that, okay?
Okay. Again, that's basically to fit into their definition.
WBAI,
of license.
WBAI has to have a main studio, a physical location accessible to the public. Well,
that's an FCC requirement.
Yeah, but that could be anywhere, okay?
They have one in Brooklyn. They can have one in the Bronx. It just has to be within the boroughs.
Let me put it this way. The deadline date is November 6th. If you have any questions, you contact Pacifica. And
Hank, some people might not understand quite what this really means. What this means is whoever puts in the winning bid, using a phrase winning bid, which is not really accurate, is responsible for all of the current and future expenses of running the radio station. Whether they are successful in doing on-the-air fundraising or not, they are responsible for the expenses. That includes the $50,000 a month for the antenna and the broadcasting from the Empire State Building and all other expenses of a radio station. Where they get their money to do this is basically their business, is what Pacifica is saying to them. In reading that RFP, they do not seem to be responsible for any of the accumulated debt prior to their takeover of the station, which surprised me. I thought there would be something in there about, as for example, the monies owed to the
in the actual RFP, Joe, there's two things that is notable about it that was not listed at all, okay? All right? Is that one thing is that the insistence that we keep the antenna and transmitter space at the Empire State Building. That's number one. Number two is there's no insistence that we stay on 99.5. And you probably know what that means. If you're not in the middle of the dial, it could be down the end of the dial so that there could be some monetary exchange in terms of for considerations.
Well, because of the phraseology of that, Hank, again, I asked somebody who knew more about it than I did, and he said the middle of the dial is a very strong place for commercial radio.
Yeah, because when people surf, they go back and forth.
The only non-profit, non-commercial station that is right in the center of the FM dial in the New York metro area. Because of the Empire State Building signal, we have a throw of about a 90-mile radius, which many commercial stations would love to have.
Mm-hmm.
So he was suggesting that for a sizable financial exchange, Pacifica would probably say, all right, we will switch. We will go to whatever, and you can have the 99.5. We will continue to broadcast, but we will broadcast off a different frequency. And he said that the FCC has frequently gone along with this kind
of arrangement. Let me ask you, Joe, do you think that would be adverse to WBAI to do that, to switch frequency?
I don't think it would have been the best thing, but we never made, I don't think.
We never took advantage of being in the center of the dial.
I don't think we ever made a benefit out of being a 50,000-watt station in the middle of the dial. We never had the audience that we should have had. We never played to that position on the dial. So I don't think it would really hurt us that much if we switched over to, I'm going to make up a number, 110.10. I don't think there is such a thing on the dial.
Well, Joe, I know that one of the things that we did talk about prior to the show, that's you and I when we were preparing for it, is that we will be taking phone calls, notably one at a time, and that... The one phone number we have is 212-209-2900. Is that right, Max?
No, that is not the number.
No?
Yes, apparently it is.
It got switched. It got switched. So what we're going to do is we want to...
Wait a minute. Excuse me. You're telling me, Max, that we have a brand new phone number tonight?
And we may even have more lines than we're used to here.
You're kidding me.
But I don't know that for sure.
Well,
I guess we'll know if people start
tell you
calling.
What. Tell you what. let me just say it's 212-209-2900. This sounds like we're on at 120 Wall Street.
That 209-2900 is our old number.
Yeah. Well, let me put it this way. I gave out that number, and what we are interested in, people who have a lot of loyal listeners out there. Don't ask me technical questions right now because my mind is not to it, but if we can survive, I would really like to hear what listeners would like to see how BAI should evolve and how what they think that they, you know.
That's one thing, Hank. I just want to open the phone to all the people who have been with us all these 30 years and just hear what they have to say about this daily news story and hear what they have to say about life in general. I'm going to dial that number right now.
No. Let someone else dial first.
Has anybody come in?
Max?
Well,
anyone?
We've had three or four calls. They seem to go away rather quickly, so I don't know if they're
being
caught in a
trap. Well, I'll tell you what. Max, as soon as you get one, let me know, okay? Oh, I'll pick up one and find out who it is before we put him on, all right? And Joe, who knows if we have more than one line? It'd be great because one of the problems that we've been handicapped by was we only had two phone lines, and if we had you on and Dave Perry on, we had no way of getting anyone else on. And then one of the big problems that we experience, as you probably know, and maybe the listeners are not aware of, is that when two people are on the phone line, one can't hear the other. You know. Okay. So Max, who do we have someone that is on?
Busy screening your call.
Okay, let's take the first one. Who's the first one?
Rob.
Rob. Oh, don't get on the... Listen, don't give me that, okay? Come on. This is a serious show. Give me the next one. Okay. You mean we got phone lines, but we can't tie it into the board? I'll tell you what, Max, when you work on it, and then Joe and I will do something else in the meantime, okay? A dozen calls come in, but you can't tie it into the board. Well, that's one of the problems we have.
Joe, are you there? Joe.
You mean
Joe has hung up. Okay.
Okay. You know how to cut him off, right?
Well, he was temporarily on hold, and then
okay.
I guess he hung up.
All
Let's
right.
Let's take a random phone call, shall we?
Okay.
Yeah, somebody is on the line.
All right. Okay, who do we have on the line? Hello,
this is Carl. How are you?
Yes, this is WBAI, and this is the Personal Computer Show. It's an expanded version of it. We're on the time slot with Off the Hook is normally on, and if you're looking for Off the Hook, they'll be on next week for 2 hours. Who am I speaking to?
Okay, my name's Carl, and I was on. Wanted to ask a question about the RFP.
Okay, go ahead.
The portion that potentially allows 99.5 to be up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
The new frequency that PAI would go.
Wait. The RFP does not say that 99.5 frequency is for sale.
I understand, but
okay.
It does say that a financial. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn. I think you had implied that a financial arrangement could be made. And we would go to another, and BAI would go to another frequency.
Yes.
Correct?
Well, that can be done. That can be done.
The other frequency that potentially BAI would go to, could it still be a 50,000 watt?
Oh, yes, yes. Because the 50,000 watt is being the ability to transmit from the Empire State Building. So it doesn't matter whether you're on 105.3 or 93.1, because if it all comes out of the Empire State Building, it's the same antenna. And it's So it's the purpose of having it in the middle of the dial is that when people surf, they go from one station to the other, they tend to always go through the middle, you know? Whereas if you're at the very end, some people may start somewhere one quarter of the way in or one third of the way down and so on and just skip the end.
Although the world is changing and we don't really twist that dial anymore.
Right, we do scans. We do scans and it doesn't matter anymore.
Although it would hurt me that we would potentially lose, I keep saying we, I feel very connected to the station. although it would hurt me that BAI might lose the traditional 99.5, if millions of dollars could be acquired and BAI can still be on the air and super strong without this hanging over our heads all the time,
Carl, you hit it on the nail, if that can be done. If that can be done, yes.
Let me pop in for a second.
Okay, Joe's back on.
And let me pop in.
Wait, Joe, hold in there. Carl, I don't know if you can hear Joe, because one of the problems we have is that when we get more than we get two lines up and running, one can't hear the other. So hopefully you can hear Joe.
Well, I could hear Carl, so hopefully he can hear me. And I agree with him to some extent. But let me say this. While 99.5 has a long and honorable history, many of the 50 to 100,000 listeners we had 50 years ago aren't there anymore. And what I would like to do is, even if it's changing 99.5 to 110.6, build a new audience with 110.6 and get back up to the 50 to 100,000 New Yorkers and tri-state people who really need this kind of programming.
We need new programming. Seriously, we do.
We can go out and we can get people who want to do the real kind of programming that we had. Carl, do you remember the 1960s and 1970s on WBAI? That was exciting programming. That was stuff that was happening. That was stuff that actually affected the world. We didn't just sit back and complain. We organized and we did things. And Hank and I, 20, 25, 30 years ago, were very proud to say that when he got on an elevator down in Wall Street, people said to him, "You know, I'd like to come on your show because I don't agree with what you said about my company. I'm with IBM. Can I come on your show?" We didn't have to worry about what Hank said or I said about a product or a company because people were listening to us. They knew that they were going to get the straight story. Someplace along the line, things changed at BAI, and the listeners were no longer there, and different kinds of programming came in that were very popular among the people who were doing the programming, but not among the people out in the audience.
We have to listen to what the audience wants to listen to,
also want to be honest with you, Carl, and say the audience changed. The character of New York has changed. The character of the country has changed. What we just went through as a country these past 18 days, we would never have gone through 20 years ago. The statistics are there. 20 years ago, the things that we were fighting against and for were not the same things.
But Joe, we also have to say that the technology has changed. We have competing technologies.
Whereas there was very few places that people could get information that they wanted in the 1980s, today in the 2010s, or whatever they call this current decade, there's an awful lot of places. If I can listen to audio shows, talk, we used to call it talk radio, from all over the world without ever turning my radio on. Just now, when I was kicked off the air, Max, I really wish you wouldn't do that just because I say something you don't like, Max.
No. Listen, it was an accident. He hit the wrong button. Don't tell me that.
I did that too.
Hey, Carl, are you still there?
I am here.
Okay. Carl, wait, Joe.
Let me just finish. When I was kicked off the air a few minutes ago, I quick went to my MP3 player, which can get the stream off the internet, and I was listening. Yes, it was with a 7 or a 10 or a 15-second delay, but I was listening to you, Carl, talk to Hank, and I knew that I was off the air, but the station was not off the air. Well, 20, 30 years ago, we didn't have the ability to go to a stream on the internet. We didn't have listeners in Sweden the way we do right now. Bob, I hope you're listening to me talking about you right now.
Hey, Carl, where you live, anyway?
I live in New Jersey, and this is one of the reasons why that 90-mile radius is important to me. I know that it's true that the Internet has changed things, that we can broadcast in that way, but driving to work, you've got the commute going on. I'm hearing Democracy Now. It's important, the broadcast signal.
Yes, I agree with you, but there is technology that replaces it. I was sent something, a small, what looked to me like a USB stick, that I could plug into my Honda, which would give me an internet connection to listen to an audio stream. Now, the Honda that I'm driving right now has a USB port, and it has a auxiliary input on the stereo radio thing, and I can listen to the radio while I'm driving, but it's not the radio. I'm listening to the stream on the internet. Now, every so often, yes, I do get into a place where I get a lousy signal, but I do that with the radio also.
Okay, Joe, let me just interrupt to say that, and Carr, I thank you very much for that call, and I just want to let everyone know that, look,
Hank, you have to keep giving out that number every few minutes.
Well, no. I'm going to give out a different number now, okay? 516-620-3602. We are taking, we're going to
Wait a minute, Hank, that's a pledge number.
That's right, and I'm going to just say, look, I'm not going to promise you this, that, or this thingamajig and so on. All I'm asking for is very simple. Out of the goodness of your heart, we are off the cliff. We're looking for a safety net. We owe money. It's not like money we owe to a corporation. We owe money to workers that had worked here. And, you know, not only have we made them unemployed, but the back pay that we promised them, I mean, they're in deep debt, okay? So out of the goodness of your heart, we're asking, please make a donation. We're trying to stay alive. And that number is 516-620-3602. Please.
And Hank, you might point out that we will take any donation.
Yeah.
If you have a credit card and you can put it on a credit card, that's great, because the folks will get the use of that money much sooner. If you don't have a credit card, they will send you a bill so you can pay by check or in the mail. But any amount of money, $5, great. $25, great. $1,000, wonderful. But anything that you can afford to pledge, and you know, what I'm going to ask you to do, it sounds strange, but if you send me your email address, and I'll tell you where to send it in a second, but if you send me your email address, we'll try and send you something as a way of thanks, but I can't promise you what we'll send you. It'll be something that can go by email, that much I'll tell you.
At the minimum, okay?
At the minimum.
But that number is...
Send it to me at Joe, J-O-E, at pcradioshow.org.
And
Joe... at pcradioshow.org, and in the subject line, just put the word donation. Once you've made your pledge, then send me the email. And listen, folks, I don't have any way of knowing if you pledged or if you didn't pledge. I trust you just the way you trust me.
Right, and I do know that we do have a number of people who normally listen to Off the Hook. I just want to say that they will be on for an expanded period from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. next week. And we welcome those listeners, and for those who already know from the Personal Computer Show audience that we were on earlier, we started earlier, again, welcome to the Personal Computer Show. And if you can make a donation, anything out of the goodness of your heart, I mean, look, instead of promising this stick or that premium and that book and so on, that the truth is we need money. We need money. And the very minimum is just to pay the people who are suffering right now. And by the way, I have to tell you, some of the engineers that have been laid off, they still come in here and try as best as they can, and they're working for nothing, and yet it costs them the money to come in and work. You know,
it's
really against the law to work for nothing like this.
Well, what they're doing is they're volunteering, but they're not volunteering for their exact old job so they can fit within the law.
Yeah,
but
and knowing full well,
now, I understand, folks, that most of the staff of BAI was fired. I think the term is laid off.
No. Don't use the word fired. Okay, because fired normally means with
fired
cause.
Fired means you're no longer employed and you're not making a salary and you're in trouble. And that's what these folks are. I don't like to glamorize it with a thing called laid off. People were fired. They're no longer making their salary. They were promised severance pay. The company, in this case, the company...
They got strung along. They got strung along, and they were working for nothing, and they were strung along, okay?
And they were trying to put together enough money so that they can get their severance pay. BAI is not stiffing them because they're malicious. BAI is stiffing them because they don't have any money to write a check against.
And, you know, we're getting to the, what, toward the end of the year, the worst time of the year to
it's
really...
It's a bad time. Yeah. When you're laid off or you're fired, it's always a bad time. That's something I've always known all the years that I've worked, all the years that you've worked.
Yeah.
Listen, folks, tonight we're talking about the troubles at BAI.
And if you want to make a comment on it or if you want
to
put your two cents on it...
You know, we've been on the air now for 30 years, and we'd like to hear what you have to say about what's going on at BAI and what the future holds or what the past has brought you, good stories or bad stories. What's the number they call, Hank?
212-209-2900, and if we get more than one or two calls, perhaps... Max can put you on hold so that we can definitely get you on. But it's 212-209-2900. And for those who have, you know, who are really taking to heart that we are really busted, we're broke. We're absolutely broke. We're falling off a cliff. And the safety net we're looking for is really to help some of the many of our former colleagues who are really, they're out of work. And they've been not, you know, they've been out of work now for a month. But they've been actually not. They've been working some part of the time at BAI with no pay, and they've been working for at least 1-2 months without pay during the summer. And so, for this long period of time, because they were promised that they would get paid, they didn't get unemployment. Whatever savings they had were all used up. I really feel bad for them. So, if at all, if you can make a cash donation, 516-620-3602, we thank you. And if you let us know, just joe@pcradioshow.org. We'll think of something and we'll try to say thank you in a very special way. And we are taking calls at 212-209-2900. And Max, do we have the next person? Hello, this is the Personal Computer Show. Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, hi. I'm on the air.
Yes, who am I speaking to?
By the way,
if you got the radio on, turn it down because you're on delay.
No, I got a radio in the background. If that's disturbing, I can.
Oh, yeah, you better turn it down because
it's disturbing for me.
Hold on one second.
Okay.
My name is Antonio from the Bronx.
Okay.
Hey, Antonio.
All right, let me give a quick opinion on what's happened. Being somebody who's gone to the meetings throughout these last 10 years and so on, I attend the finance committees as well. In my opinion, the station... It's done everything to, and management and so on, has done everything to, they had a lot of contempt for the audience, in my opinion.
When you say contempt, are you talking about
the LSB, not producers,
okay.
Not producers or
all
anything
right.
like that. Well, maybe some, but the station and maybe even the network to me is people poor, not money poor.
What do you
the
mean
money
by
comes
people
along
poor?
With people. The money comes along with people. It's people poor. Nothing was done for the community. No block parties. Following the mission statement. Getting people involved. Do arts and crafts. Do theater shows. The stuff that used to happen on a regular basis. Go into communities. Set up a table. Invite
you're
people.
Talking in general then about outreach beyond the radio.
The outreach, right. And really listen to this. They're people poor, not money poor. They need to involve. You need to enroll people. You need to engage in people into the station itself, like it was a small community thing.
For example, like last year at the Caribbean Day parade out in Eastern Parkway.
Well, this is last year.
I'm talking about things like that where they had
right.
a booth there, they had a table there, they invited the neighborhood in, they did things, and you're saying there's not enough of that type of outreach.
I also ran for the station board. I didn't like what was going on. I didn't like what was going on as somebody who was a candidate. Okay? So maybe they can straighten this out. You need to enroll people into, first of all, that this is a community, and really, really try to create the most positive points for the most people.
Well, okay, Antonio, I hear you, and let me just make a comment on that. Is that when you say you ran for the board, one of the problems we have is that we are governed by California law, and the way they count the votes is, if you can pardon my term, a cockamamie way of doing it.
That's
so that basically there are no losers, But when there are no losers, you know what that also means? The corollary is there are no winners.
Well, let me tell you this. Whether it's an accident or not, the system itself, it was poor because I could turn around and sit in my house and send five $25 donations mm-hmm. with all different names with my address, and I'll get five ballots sent to my house.
And then you could do partial voting, and that is the part that kills it.
Oh, okay, so that's, see, this is the kind of stuff that people know this. It's not just me. The consciousness, people know this, and that's why people started leaving, abandoning. And then there's all the other stuff, not doing anything young, not getting out to the community. Look, keep it simple. If they followed the mission statement, it wouldn't be the way it is. And volunteers, volunteers, volunteers. Get people involved. I'm sorry. But thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Antonio, thank you very much for calling. I just hope that you can continue to stay interested in WBAI and continue to support WBAI, Antonio. Okay, thank you for that call, Antonio. And we are taking calls from listeners on 212-209-2900. But before we take the next call, let me also say that we've fallen off the cliff. We hope that there's a safety net, because this is in the next 1 week. I really do believe it's 1 week, that we hope that there's some monies around that can keep us in business until November the 6th when we get some proposals back. We have to get some, you know, it's one thing to say we have an RFP for someone to do a lease management arrangement, but that comes in November 6th, and between now and November 6th, we need something to stay alive. 516-620-3602. And again, I plead, I'm not going to offer premiums, I'm not going to offer promises, I'm not going to offer a shtick or whatever it is. Hey, we're just asking for the goodness of your heart, your belief in WBAI. Please make a donation, and we'll try to make it up to you in some way to let you know we really appreciate it. Max, who's our next caller?
Well, the next caller should introduce him or herself.
Okay.
Jose Santiago.
What's that again?
Jose Santiago.
Jose?
On Coney Island, yeah.
Oh, okay. And go ahead. You got 2 cents to put
in? And I'd like
to
thank you for your pledge the other day. I recognize that name.
Yeah.
Okay. Jose, you want to put in your 2 cents?
Yeah. I did a pledge one time in La Voz Latina.
Go ahead.
And I never got the premium, but what I was going to discuss is that, you know, one of the premiums, you know, the premiums should be, for example, if they're going to show a movie of the natives and all the U.S. Empire and stuff like mm-hmm. that. I think it should be. No matter who do the like the man who says he comes in. I forgot his name at 11 or 12 o'clock Monday to Friday, during the day. He's into many stuff. One is he's into nature. He's into good health.
Are you talking about Robert Knight?
No, he comes out in the midday.
Oh, midday.
Probably Gary Null.
Yeah, Gary Null.
Okay, 12 to 1.
Right. And you know, it's okay what he's doing, and I applaud what he's doing. And I understand, you know, that if you're going to rent this, well, you know, if you're going to rent this, like renting the station, I understand it's not going to be the same, but if you have to, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you have to, you have to. But I was thinking that every DVD, every video should be in multilingual. You know, you choose the language.
Well, let me put it this way. Let me answer, respond to you, Jose. You know, notice I'm asking for people to make donations. I'm not even offering a premium. And the reason why, first of all, the premium model we have now is not working because we have no staff people to even process it, okay? So
right.
So I'm trying to be honest about it. There's no sense. You know, I think ethically it'd be wrong on my part to say, make a donation to WBAI and we will send you the following.
when there is no capability of doing it. And I have, you know, the problem is ourselves. I'm going to tell you right now. Now, I've been in computers now for over 50 years. I've designed systems. I've built applications. And I'm going to tell you one of the things that we're missing in WBAI. We do not have a premium processing system. If you don't have a premium processing system, you can't process it, okay? Just because you have a membership list and you don't tie it in with premiums, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. You know what this is like doing? And this maybe most people can understand. Like, we're trying to use an accounts payable system to do a payroll. You don't do it. You need a payroll system, not an accounts payable system, okay? Accounts payable system, you write out checks, but you don't know who you're writing out checks to. And that's one of the problems we have. And the thing is, we have to be a little more business-oriented and think of it, hey, look, as much as, you know, Joe, Dave Perry, myself, Michael Horowitz, Stevie Deeby, and so on, Alfred Poor, the whole bunch of us, we've been doing this show for nothing. We don't get a penny out of it. It costs us money to do it. But the thing is, you still have to treat it as a business. You know, the business is, look, it's one thing, it's nice to say free speech, but you have to be able to say someone has to pay the bills. Okay? So, and then if you treat it like a business and say, okay, if you're offering premiums, be serious about it and have a system to process it instead of saying, hey, we got premiums. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we got premiums. That's part of our problem. Okay?
Yeah, they offer one time. I guess I understand what you're saying, because they offer one time, even it was like we're talking about all the way to last year, to 2011. Mm-hmm. And I asked for it. And and that was it's called La Revolución Cubana. But I even sent the money, but you know, and like you said, you're right. I sent the money, but I never got the movie.
Okay, that look,
I understand what you're saying.
I'm talking to you now and to everyone else. I want to be honest. I want to be ethical, okay? If in my heart I know that we don't have anyone to process premium, what am I doing? Pitching premiums. I'm lying to you. I don't want to do that. However, we do need funds to operate at least through November 6th. So that's why I'm saying, please, if you can, out of the goodness of your heart, make a donation.
Right. I'm having a problem because I don't know what's going to happen, because you know this what they call, which is, I learned that this is not a real government, but let's call it a government for a while. They closed down the government and they didn't open it, so I don't know what's going to happen if I'm going to get a check next month.
Well,
they're reopening it tonight.
And also, what they closed down was, I don't know. It wasn't a total government, but that's immaterial.
It was pretty close to a total government. Most of the checks are not going out. Some are.
Okay.
Social Security will be going out, but that's all academic, because what they've done is they've pushed it down until December or January. They're still not doing their jobs, and they should all be fired, but in the meantime, that's happening.
Right now, my concern is that WBAI... I want to be honest with everyone. You know, Jose, I know that you're talking about premiums. Look, I'm not going to lie to anyone, okay?
Right, I understand.
Okay?
And asking for money is good, too. There was one time, and whoever was born in the 50s, and especially in the 60s, because they started again in 1959, and they closed it, and they started again in 1968. And they was asking for money to open Channel 41, and they didn't have the money. They went to a telephone, you know, and they got the money. I remember, because I think the one who was talking about, the one who was being there for so long, is Rafael Pineda, and the way it was that it was, they didn't have no cameraman. They just put the camera in one spot, and that's the way it was years ago in the 60s.
Jose,
starting area, I was thinking that WBAI start the same way.
Well, I just want to tell you that I talked to many of my colleagues, in other words, producers on the air, and I know that with Off the Hook and there are many others, okay, they've come to management and say, look, we will process the premiums. Give me the names.
I couldn't get the names, Hank. Why should they be able
to? And let's put it this way. In other words, to producers. In other words, you know, when you make a contribution, you're not identifying with who is a general manager or who's a programming director. You're identifying with the person on the air.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then when you don't get the premiums, you blame it on the guy who's pitching it to you on the air.
Right.
And what Gary Norris
I listen to the program, but it's interesting, but, you know, it's good. It's true what you say. You need guys there to process it, and the other guy that mentioned about going to this places where they, like, parade, stuff like that, be right there, announce that BAI, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And also, making a radio phone like Channel 41 did years back, that's also a good idea, you know, to just mm-hmm. get the money, you know.
Okay, listen, let me I'm going to try something a little different. Let me thank you for the call, Jose. And Max, I would like you to try something.
Wait a second. Could you ask Max to take me offline for a minute and then talk to me himself?
Okay. Can you speak to Joe offline?
I can.
Okay. You can?
Yeah.
Oh, he can. Okay. Well, while he's doing that, let me just say that, I spoke to Joe, and we're talking about maybe having a side type of a premium, you know, for those who are making a donation while we're, you know, while we're on the air, and we'll come up with something, okay? But if you make a donation, just go to let us know at joe@pcradioshow.org, and we'll thank you. But seriously, I don't want to promise you anything. I don't want to say there's a premium that WBA is offering, or a mug or a T-shirt and all that. The truth is, we need money. We don't have anyone to do any processing on it. So, really, out of the goodness of your heart, please, we really need the dough. We got, you know, we're no longer at the edge of the cliff. We are off the cliff. We are falling. We're hoping for a safety net through November the 6th so that there's sufficient funding so that hopefully there is a positive RFP response that comes back and someone is interested. If not, that's it. I want to be able to get to the point where we can pay the bills. Remember now, we're going past the end of the month. And every time we hit the end of the month, we owe money to the Empire State Building. And the Empire State Building says, you know, you've been stringing us along for so long. Hey, you know, if you don't pay, we'll take you. You know, we'll cut you off on the transmitter. You know
what happens if they cut off the transmitter, Hank?
No one will hear us.
Forget that. If they cut off the transmitter, we're in violation of our FCC license, and we'll lose the license.
That's right. So please. If you can make a donation, 516-620-3602. Now, Max, I would like you to try one thing, okay? Max, I have a number here, and I would like you to see if we can get Dave Perry on, and you have his number. And
I just gave Max Dave's
okay,
number.
And then let's see if we can get a caller on while both you...
Do we have extra lines?
Yeah, I want to test it out.
Well, you know, what's likely to happen is that the callers, additional callers, will join one of our two called out guests on one of their lines.
Well, let's give it a try because
if it works fine. I can't stay for the second hour anyway, Hank. But I'll stay as long as I can, and if mm-hmm. we can get this thing working with the callers, I'll go out of my way to try and stay on longer than I should.
Okay, because the problem that we have at the station is that the equipment is not operating at optimum the way we're used to when we're at 120 Wall Street or even when we're at 35th
yes,
Street.
Yes, but now we have the absolute
hearing
of Max Schmid because Stevie came in late.
Well, Stevie just came in and. I'm sure that he has an excellent reason for it.
Yes, he forgot that we went on early.
No. He knew it. He knew it, okay? I think that he might have been working hard and...
No. I thought it was 8 o'clock. My fault.
With the email message I sent him, he read it and it said 7 p.m., right?
But he doesn't read. I keep telling you
I'm
that.
I'm going to learn to read one day.
Person. He's vocal. He's radio. He's not TV.
Right.
Oh, boy. Is he literate?
Oh, he's totally literate, but on the radio, not on TV.
Right.
You sent him something in writing. You
or
should have
real
recorded
life.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay.
My fault.
Okay. Now, so here's what we're going to do, okay? Max is going to try to get David Perry and Joe and then to be able to take a caller at the same time.
I just spoke to David, and he's standing by waiting for
okay.
the call right now.
In the meantime, let me just tell everyone that if you can, in fact, not only if you can, I know you can, if you please make a donation, money donation, I'm not promising any premiums at all. We need it. We need it to stay alive to the least we get an RFP. And the number is 516-620-3602.
And I'll repeat what I said before. After you've made your pledge, send me an email at joe@pcradioshow.org. Put in the subject line, donation, and we'll send you something back by email. I don't know what it'll be. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, whatever it is.
And we.
This is David Perry from the Left Coast.
There he is.
Hi there, Dave.
Who is that? Sydney?
No.
David, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Joe. Can I hear you? Hank, say hello.
Hank, are
yes,
you there?
Yes. I can hear both of you. Now, let me just say that we're taking phone calls at 212-209-2900, and let's see if we can now able to go more than two, okay?
Yeah, here's where it gets tricky, because I don't know how this is going to work.
Well,
we'll
you know
we'll
what?
Try to take another call.
You know what? Let's give it the old college try, okay?
Who is that on the board?
We got Max Schmid on the board, and Stevie DB has just stepped out for a moment. Listen, we got a crew here, and we're going to try to make things work, okay?
Hello, New York. Call us at this number.
212-209-2900, and it's 516-620-3602 to make a donation. And again, like I said, we're promising nothing other than our heartfelt thanks when you make a donation.
And the good feeling you'll get, because what you're doing is you're donating money to people who are now out of work.
And you also know that what we're saying is, hey, we're being truthful with you. We're not trying to lie to you. We're not trying to con you. We're not trying to say, hey, you know.
Listen, I do want to say one thing, Hank, that might get some people nervous. For those of you who pledged this afternoon to the Gary Null show, and you ordered his green stuff and other things, he is working directly to fulfill those pledges himself. He and his staff. It's not.
He's doing it himself, but he's got to get the names.
Well, he's getting the names directly from the call center. Hank gave you the 516 number, and they're providing the names. He's then providing the merchandise and the labels, and his people are doing all of that on a volunteer basis. And as a matter of fact, his company is providing the merchandise as well. So every dollar of the pledge you made to Gary Null is going to the station, to people like Kathy and Andrea and those in the news department who are owed money by the station, but they haven't had the money to pay them yet.
Well, also, let me just say that producers, we have legitimate premiums, but if we don't have a way of processing it, we're not going to lie to you, and it's not ethical. And we're just saying.
And that's why I'm saying send your email to joe@pcradioshow.org, put donation in the subject line, and I'll try and send you something by email. I'll tell you right now what I'm thinking of sending you is a collection of white papers that Hank Key has created over the years, and he knows which ones I'm talking about.
Yes.
And I think that make a nice little.
And by the way, these white papers do not exist on the internet.
No, you can't download them. You have to get them from Hank. And the only way you're going to get them from Hank is by telling us that you made a pledge.
Okay. Now, Max, let's see if we can get a caller online with the two co-hosts we have. Yes, who am I speaking to?
Hi.
You got to turn down your radio. I hear your radio.
Oh, okay. I'll shut off my radio.
Because when you have the radio on, we're on delay, and it's confusing you and it's confusing us. Now, let me just, who am I speaking to?
You're talking to Carol, who's been donating, and I'm not giving a dime tonight, but I'd like to share with the public. Come on, enough with the premiums. I haven't even opened up premiums I've gotten from BAI. It's about saving the station. And I'm not a computer whiz, but I listen to you guys sometimes. I don't know what the hell they're talking about, but they're good. Max Schmid, I love the golden age of radio. I don't need another DB. From Amy Goodman, How the World Sucks, it's What Can We Do About It. But
it's
I really hope
better.
We can keep this alive. And what the hell? It's like your parents just told you they're going to take away the house. Well, are you going to give me a Christmas present before I help you out? Enough, you know?
You know, I really like what you had to say, and I think you made your point. And but let me ask Joe, Dave, were you able to hear Carol?
Yes, absolutely. I can hear Carol. And Carol, God bless you. I mean, I've been I'm out here in California, and what's funny is right after talking to Joe earlier today, I turned on KPFK, which is Pacifica Los Angeles, and Gary Null was pitching there, too. I mean, the man is in two places at once. He's amazing. Pacifica has changed enormously along with the United States, but
older.
We really appreciate you listeners.
I'm retired. There's things I haven't done, but if I don't get his premium, it's like, eat your veggies, this Dr. Oz. Don't drink, don't smoke, go for a walk. In the meantime, you don't need that premium. Right. To keep the station alive.
By the way, where do you live?
Where did you learn that language?
Bye bye.
Hopefully we caught that.
Yeah.
And that's me to love him.
Okay, well, I used to love you too.
Let me ask, where do you live?
I live in Washington Heights, which is getting gentrified. I miss the wide body ambulances and the shootouts. You know, it's getting to be a very.
Hey, you know what?
I'm at 163rd Street. When I was desperately looking for a roommate back in the days, you're not by Columbia University.
By the way,
you're by Columbia Hospital.
Hey, wait. I got to tell you, the studio is at CCNY.
I know. I used to walk home from there. And by the way, I often thought, in a way, you know, you guys bitch about stuff. They have so much unused space. It is the biggest ripoff, I thought.
Hey, we had enough of this.
She is now gone. I'm sorry.
Okay, hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, by the way, hi, Joe. Hi, Hank. And hi, Dave.
Yeah. we're taking phone calls at 212-209-2900. And before we get the next caller, I just want to again tell everyone the phone number is 516-620-3602. And we're asking you to make any cash contribution you can, any amount, any way you can do it out of the goodness of your heart. Do it because, we have to survive. We're now in survival mode, or we try to survive until November 6th at the very minimum, and hopefully we'll get one or two positive RFP responses back. But in the meantime, we still have bills to pay. And like Joe said, if we don't pay the bill at the Empire State Building, it's gone. We don't have any means of transmitting. So we do have a financial obligation, even though we're dying at the same time. I mean, like, you know, they see us down on, you know, we're in the gutter and we're being kicked at. But the only way you're going to do it is you have to overcome all the adverse effects you have. And the only way you can succeed is rise above rise above it, you know.
And don't let me ask you, do we have any PAs, PSAs, whatever we call those announcements?
Yeah, I think I'll do that a little later, Joe.
Don't let us shut down like the government shut down. Let BAI continue to run here and not shut down like the government.
Before we Max put on the next call, let me just say that this is WBAI-FM 99.5 New York, and hopefully I could say that
And you can
in the future.
This is the Personal Computer Show. And
yes.
I am Joe King. You are Hank Key and Stevie DB and Max Schmieder behind the console.
And we have David Perry.
From the left coast.
We have David Perry out in the West Coast. And so we have a whole gang of people here. And for those who are joining us who normally tune in to the Personal Computer Show, we've been on since 7 p.m. It was an expanded edition.
And there have been a number of calls that have come in during the first hour of the show before you were even scheduled to be on.
And we welcome...
And Max, would you give out the phone number people can call if they want to get on the air tonight?
Well, they won't be able to get through at the moment because all of the lines have calls coming
in.
Okay,
we'll repeat it a little later. 212-209-2900, okay?
That's our old number.
All the lines? Have calls coming in?
Yep.
That is
okay.
Correct.
So let's move on with the next caller.
Excuse me, before we get into the next caller, Hank, I'd like to just ask you if you could, at the top of the hour, again, go over some of the ground rules and explain exactly what's happening tonight.
We're at the top of the hour. You go ahead and just do it, Joe.
We're at the top of the hour, and I'd like to tell all the folks that you're listening to the Personal Computer Show. It's an expanded edition. And for those of you who have been with us, for the last hour, you're going to hear me talk about something that you've already heard me talk about, but I'm going to do it again because some of you are tuning in right now for the first time. The day before yesterday in the Daily News, there was a story that was published, thanks to the information submitted by Serene
Roberts,
who is on the National Board of Pacifica, explaining that WBAI is about to go out of business. I know we've been saying things like that and crying wolf and so on for many, many years, but this time it's legitimate. They've already laid off almost all of the staff, and they have now put out, what is it called, Hank, a request for a proposal?
Yeah, it's really an RFP for someone to take over the station.
And if you want to see what that actually says yourself, you can Google WBAI RFP.
Space RFP.
Say again?
WBAI space. Put a space in there, RFP.
And then the letters RF.
Like request for proposal.
Right, RFP.
Right.
And you can read it yourself. But basically what it says is that by November 6th, they would like to have people submit proposals for taking over the management and running of the station of WBAI, because basically what they're saying is because we could not make a go of it. After 50 years, we're throwing in the hat. Now, I think that's a crying shame. I think that it's an admission of incompetence. I think that it's something to be ashamed of, not proud of. But that's what they're doing, and because the Pacifica Foundation owns the license to WBAI, and because the Pacifica Foundation has been supporting BAI and drawing funds from all the other sister stations to keep BAI going, they have the right to do this. They will try and pay everybody that they owe money to before this happens. But they don't have a lot of money to do it. All those people that they laid off, I call it fired, Hank calls it laid off,
well,
were promised severance pay. But BAI doesn't have the money to write the checks for severance pay, so that's why we're on the air tonight to beg you in your good graces to kick in a couple of bucks. If you're employed, kick in a few bucks for the people who are no longer employed by BAI. We're going to accept phone calls from you.
Well, we are taking phone calls. We have a number of people. Joe, I'll repeat the number, but we do have a number of people standing by, so rather than keep them waiting indefinitely.
Line, Hank, I want to say that we are not going to be answering technical questions tonight. We're going to be talking only about WBAI, the community, and its problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I give you back the mic.
Okay.
Hank, I'm sorry, but I have a commitment. I have to get off the air now.
All right. We'll check with you a little later.
Take care.
Okay. Stevie, who do we have?
Who do we have, Max?
A random caller.
We have a random caller.
Okay.
Hello.
How are you doing? What's your name?
Whom are we speaking to with?
You're speaking to Frank.
Frank, where are you from?
136 in Broadway.
Manhattan.
Oh, you're right near us.
Yes, right down the block.
Uh-huh.
Stop on by.
You got your 2 cents you want to put in?
Yes, actually, what I would... Hello?
Hello, I'm still here.
Oh,
wait a minute, hang on. Oh, boy. You see, everything was running fine until Stevie touched the board, right?
Hello?
Hey, stay on, Frank.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, go ahead, Frank.
Okay, very good. When you guys moved to Wall Street, I don't know if that was 2002 or...
2000.
What was that?
In the year 2000.
In the year 2000. That was the death knell for BAI because, and I know it wasn't the people at BAI in New York who were responsible for that, from what I understand, from Miss Summers, I think was her name, is Miss Summers.
No, she wasn't around then.
Let me make my point.
Yeah.
She said on the air that it was the national board that signed that contract. It had nothing to do with the New York people.
Well, let me put it this way. I happen to be familiar with that, okay? The only one who could sign the contract is Pacifica. It can't be signed by New York because at that time we had turned control over the Pacifica. But the recommendation to move to 120 was by people in New York with a full understanding that with a 10-year lease, the way it was a type where it was backloaded. In other words, we're in the back end of it. The front of it was very low rent. So the whole idea was stay no more than 10 years, take advantage of low rent, and find another place in 10 years.
That was what I'm trying to say is that was the death knell for BAI because they could never financially live up to that agreement. And
well,
so then they could never raise enough money during the course of each year to pay the transmitter as well as that rent.
I think that's only part of it. That's only part. The other part really is that it was the type of programming we have just didn't bring in an audience.
That's a separate issue.
Between the rent and the programming.
But what runs the station, what's the most important thing is you have to raise enough money to pay the transmitter and the rent. If you can't raise enough money to pay the transmitter and the rent, then the programming is secondary.
That rent was sky high.
It was sky high.
Actually, it started very low.
It
ended up $35,000.
I wish that you guys would do a show naming the names of the people who were responsible for signing that contract in 2000, whatever, because that contract was the death knell for BAI.
Well, Frank, you know what? I agree with you. I don't dispute that at all. I'm familiar with some of the facts. But moving forward, what do we do?
Well, this is the end.
Well,
we're
trying to say, look, let's see what this RFP is. Let's see what responses we get.
I don't know who those people are, but I consider that to be a coup d'état. At that point when that contract was signed, that was a coup d'état. It was a death knell. It was the end. Now, it took 9 years to get to the end, but financially, they didn't take the station over physically. They took it over financially.
Well, let me put it this way. If I was on the finance committee back in the 90s, okay, and in looking at it, if you look at the premiums, the unfulfilled premiums,
right, that's another issue.
That would have paid that really would have paid all the expenses. The problem was
we unfulfilled pledges.
No,
people didn't get their premiums.
They didn't get their premiums. In other words, right. the money came in. And when you take the people's money and you promise them premiums,
they should get it.
And if they don't get it, what's the chance of them saying, I trust you for another one?
Well, that happened to me in the past, but I would continue to send my money because I wanted BAI. There are times I didn't get my videos or whatever, but that didn't mean anything to me. I'm not concerned with premiums. I'm concerned with the station.
You deserve to get your premium, sir.
I understand that, but I'm not going to stop sending money because I don't get a video.
Some people do. Most people do.
Well, then they're not committed.
No, they're not.
And they're not committed. Because if the most important thing is the station, not a premium. That's the most important.
I agree with you, and that's why.
So I kept sending money even though, on occasion. I mean, in 10 years, maybe 1 year, they didn't send me my premium. Big deal, you know.
Yeah. You know, Frank, I have to tell you this, that I know someone, I won't identify her, okay? She's 93 years old, and she made a very similar comment you made. She says, so I don't get my premium, but I still support WBAI.
Exactly.
There are a lot of people that say
it's
not
about
going
the premium.
To...
Exactly.
There's lots of places you can go to buy videos and audios and computer utilities. It's about having a radio station that belongs to the listeners and in its heart.
And you know, it breaks my heart at all these years to know that they put themselves in contracts which they couldn't fulfill.
That's right.
Talking about huge amounts of money, millions of dollars a year.
Frank, I'll let you in on a little secret, okay? I feel one of our problems is that we select management not based on business acumen, but based on ideology. And that's fine, but if the person that has the correct ideology but not the business acumen, it doesn't work.
I would say
there's a bunch of problems. I'm the least involved with BAI of the people here because I live on the other coast of the United States. But I think BAI has a failure to identify and live up to its core constituency. I think that's clear from where I sit, and I think that BAI has increasingly become polarized in its ideology and has driven a lot of people who were core supporters have been driven off the fringes by
programming.
Well,
who is responsible?
We're not naming
names. Everyone is responsible
for signing that contract with what's that, 110 Wall Street?
You know, I think this is Max Schmid speaking, and I'm going to say that I totally disagree with you because wherever BAI is, we have to pay rent somewhere.
Yeah, but not.
And when we moved into
not,
that building, it was
a
not-for-profit building. That was at the end of the 10-year lease. At the beginning, for the first 5 years, it was very reasonable, beyond competitive. It only became more burdensome as the
we didn't follow through.
Up.
That was a problem. We didn't follow through.
We should have got out of there when the price went up.
We
have never gone there. You're talking about.
Well, where were we going to go? We had to go somewhere.
Buy a building.
Going there was fine.
You raise the money and you buy a building.
Going there was fine because the rent was low. When the rent went up to $35,000,
Wait, one at a time.
I was speaking. When the rent went up to $35,000 a month, we should have gotten out of there. We went in there with a very reasonable, low rent, and we stayed there much longer than we should have been.
Exactly. I agree. That's my whole point.
Okay. Frank, I don't want to be repetitive, but we thank you for your input, okay?
Thank you.
And by the way, we thank you for your continued support of WBAI.
Thank you.
We're taking...